we'll come back after break and we'll get on to happy subjects. Put in another one.
Yeah, we have a tape in.
No, I'm asking where we're talking doesn't mean that you have to stop eating. I'm going to focus a little bit differently now. This is what I call housekeeping, and they're chores that are unpleasant. And I often feel I'm giving your enemy a little bit of an advantage. I'm not talking about plans here. I'm talking about truth here. And the only thing that I'm going to say about plans is that when one's come into an agreement for sharing in a mission or a job, be it weeding, if I'm asking you to come and help me pull weeds, and you agree to do that, I'm going to do the very best that I can to look after you. And enough's enough. And when ones are made the brunt of such incredible tales of E.T. and rip-offs and con games, and then others come back and say something about a forum, I'm not talking about a little article that might show up in a local nothing paper. That's the way they also describe the paper, is a nothing paper. Well, our little nothing paper then should not bother anybody. But it obviously bothers a lot of people. So we must be getting close to the truth, mustn't we? Now, we could have gone forward and sued everybody for poor journalism. We could have sued the Associated Press. Those were outright lies. And Mr. Abbott said he is the one responsible for them because he is a journalist. Well, I would argue over the term journalist. And when you don't have a word of truth in something that goes out internationally, and I'm talking about International Associated Press, it's unacceptable when the name sullies the fine name of your historical foundation. That's not all right. But I consider that housekeeping. And that's not what our mission is about. But every now and then it has to be done. Our mission is about bringing the truth to you. It isn't to save you. We can josh a lot about that, you know, especially when you stub your toe and you're laying there on your face making a fool of yourself and you realize it and you say, oh my, and we're here to save the world. It reminds me of the little joke where the two space, little gray spacemen are in a heap at the foot of the stairway out of their spaceship, and one is standing talking to his sidekick there in the door, and he said, well, there goes so much for awe. You know, they've fallen all the way down the steps. Well, sometimes we feel like that. But we have to go back then and restructure in our mind what is our goal, what are we about. And ones would come off of the 4th of July holiday saying, well, see, nothing happened. Oh, my, you, oh. What you don't see is what happened. There was a full-blown plan before the 4th of July holiday, like toward the first of that prior week, to take out, starting with the faults around Palm Springs, with a better than 10-point earthquake that would take out all of Los Angeles. But They wanted already the things to be in place for the riots. They wanted to have that hospital being picketed. They closed down the parks and the swimming pools for the 4th of July holiday. And that was responded to with a little bit cooler weather. They had planned to run it up well over the century mark in Los Angeles with no parks open, no hospital services, total confusion around the O.J. Simpson trial. They tried every way they could, and Ms. Clark just didn't get her job finished. It had to carry over. And then they had to begin to back off. They even had ruptured a water main on Hollywood Boulevard and put a sinkhole there. That closed down the tunnel system, you see, which goes right along the Elysian Park Fault. Right along it. And they're after Japan. For goodness sakes, they're after Japan. And the Japanese know it. There will be an exodus. Blame it on the religious cults. Blame it on Jesus. This guy. I am the Jesus. This Oriental man sits here and says, while they push him around in his throne chair. It isn't a Christian organization. He calls himself the Christ returned. So I can't go with a quote cult. But it sure wasn't them. It's flat right down to the Mossad. Israel wants to get rid of Japan. They've never succumbed to Israel. Never. I mean, right down to putting two canisters on a subway train that would have wiped out hundreds of thousands of people. They had cyanide. And a tip was sent, and they were able to retrieve those two canisters. You see, the point was to mix them and get off there. And that would have been the same thing that goes into a death chamber, an execution chamber. And it would have been in that subway system. These were large canisters.
Cyanide?
Cyanide. So they're after Japan. Well, it gets more and more awkward because the retaliation, tit for tat, is so massive now. It's so brutal. And you've got more bigger players coming into the picture all the time. It is not as easy to pull off on schedule an incident. But I want you to look at New York today. Everybody over along that coast feels perfectly safe. The infrastructure of New York is so bad that hardly anything is required to absolutely wipe out that city. And somebody broke a water main today, and one of their city streets is sinking. Now, isn't that coincidental? It's going to be terror from now on. And I hear you, precious ones, saying, well, I don't know what to do. We can't very well back off. No, there's nowhere to back off to. Some of you can still make a change, a choice for getting away from me. And it might not be too dangerous to your skins for a little while, but they're not going to let up on you. They're not going to let up on the babies of this world. You know, I'm afraid, as Sandy just said, because of my baby. Yeah, when you become a parent, you get scared to death, don't you? And they know it. and they use it. That's why you see all the pictures of the suffering babies, and the ones making the pictures don't care, and they'll use the same pictures. They got away with it in the Holocaust. They'll get away with it forever into infinity. Play on your sympathies, because it hides what they're doing. Our mission is not here to save anything. Our mission is to bring you the truth. You can utilize it to turn around a lot of things. But you're going to have to, as it all comes against you, what are you going to do? Some of you will lie. Or maybe it's called telling the truth. We've chuckled at Dorma a lot. She says, well, I know, I denied you a lot. I denied Christ a lot. I denied Jesus. I am in a state of denial, sir. Fine, you'll do it again. You'll do it again. But I'm telling you, precious ones, there's nowhere to run and no place to hide. They have made sure of it. So you might as well get under God's big sheltering wing and just hang close to those pin feathers, man. And I know it's hard, because everything that you're doing, you're having to do without really knowing. Well, if I just knew that funding would come, if I just knew that you're going to be here, if I just knew you were going to pick me up, if you have to live with no ifs, because everything in life expression is if. And when we stop allowing the ifs, ands, and buts to control us, we can move on without the distractions. What happens in the midst of the flood of lies is you start being so distracted that you hear one assault and then another, and pretty soon you look at it, and even though your brain engages and says, no, I was there and that didn't happen. You have to stop and take stock. You have to read a document, and you have to read it against what you know. And most of you will not know maybe either side, certainly not both sides. So what do I suggest you do? Get as informed as you can. I would say this about George Green. You don't have to come in here and sit and listen to Hatton, John Doe. It doesn't matter. You don't have to listen. The documents are there. And we don't send you documents out of our cases that we have written. And we don't send you one page of something that makes it look different. We've got some stuff in here that, oh, George was busy. He just yellowed up everything, highlighted it, you know. And there's one thing here to prove somewhere in this mess, to prove that Ecker did such and such. And Ecker is not on a single page of it. But you see, these kinds of papers make it to a judge who has only heard about this weird sicko case. And they are able to present something in such a way that when the judges get it, unless they go and look in their files, and if they do what Stephen Horn has done, there will be 13 volumes of nothing but repetition. You know, 5 boxes will come into the judge's desk to make a simple little ruling on a motion. And Stephen Horn will send in triplicate papers. and he'll make sure they get there 10 minutes before the judge sits down to the desk. These are legal games. They are not interested in truth and in justice. And until you change that that structure, you cannot change your world, because that is what rules your world. So you're going to have to move out from under it. And you have to expect, as a citizen, if your case involves anybody who works either for them or is a member of their club or they are protecting, I don't know, I'm going to have to get rid of your cake breaks. I serve God. We're going home to God. Some are going to have to stay and be a remnant for that which will evolve. I can tell you how it's going to be, and that's what you all want to know. But what you want to know more than how it's going to be is exactly when. Well, if you live every moment of your life toward the direction of it being just this way, you see, I will repeat, faith is trust. And to be totally impatient is only a visible sign of lack of faith. If I say I will take care of you and you still shudder, then you don't believe me. You may at some level believe me, but you're just really, you're doing exactly what Dorma does, and it's, man, I sure do hope. And that's okay, because you are human. And you are in a worse position than that. You are beyond human. You know. You know what it is. You know what's coming. You know. And you don't want to face your own knowing. And you've experienced, and it has been very, very bad. And that memory's there. Well, I sure don't want to repeat that. What do I have to do to not repeat that? And if your enemy can feed on that, he can terrorize you and make you immobile. And you can always tell the terrorists. They hit and run. So let them. You don't have to believe me. You can if you want to, and I would suggest that you'd be a lot happier if you did. But I don't expect it to always be that way, because the minute someone cuts your screen out and comes into your house and steals and threatens or even so much as shoots you or something like that, you're going to get nervous, aren't you? Well, I don't want you running around there with this idiot grin on your face saying, hit me. God expects you to use your brains. And a little fear now and then is a very healthy thing. You don't be stupid that way. And the stupid ones today, I'm sorry, it is beyond foolish. It is pure stupidity to go out there and waggle your machine gun in the front of somebody with a phaser gun. And we're not going to do it. And I notice that we are being heard. And these words are coming back from some of the hardest militias. Put down those guns and let's go with God.
Excuse us, Commander. Juan's apparently trying to call in.
He says he's been trying to call all afternoon on 9070.
Let's see, is Tammy can redo the fax?
Is the fax?
She just connected.
Is this thing plugged in?
Well, see if you can get a dial tone.
Nope. Somebody has to plug things in.
Is that in?
Yeah.
Well, it's up to you. Dr. Young to make it so we don't have to plug it in.
First this week's Friday, right?
That'll be good.
By golly, there it's working. So Ron said he's been trying to call us all afternoon to talk to us. I just got to call him.
He'll try again.
You see, what we're working for is that ones who have the ability and the capability of seeing it for what is real. This is something you're going to find out about God. He doesn't care what you have been. He cares what you are and what your intentions are. Can you take back your nation? No. You don't even want to take back your nation. Why in the world would you want something spoiled, rotten to the core? Why would you want to fight to the death over a rotten apple? Throw the thing away. Keep your fundamental foundation, which was good enough for the Indians. You stole it from them. And a bunch of Masons at that. Now, some will want to tell you, including Mr. Gumer, that actually they were not Freemasons, they were just Masons. Well, of course, I don't say that ones who belong to the Masons are all bad people. They usually are very good people. They go into it as a service organization, a fraternal thing, a place to go down and drink and have a little fun with the brothers. But if you ever listen to what you say in those initiations, you will be astounded. And anybody who's gone through it takes it seriously enough that they're very cautious after they come out for fear they may be right. And you know, and they talk about pulling your tongue out and cutting your throat and a few little cute deals like that if you tell. It's worse than two little boys, you know, out behind the shed if you tell, you know. But that is the dark side element at work. And there were a lot of reasons that once came to America, but by the time you declared independence, it was over money and banks and taxes. And even back then, it was over the East India Company out of Great Britain who was dealing in drugs. The Boston Tea Party had no more to do with tea than I have to ride a kiddie car. It was over drugs. And your old taxation without representation, that is BS. So why would you go and try to take back this rotten apple? Why in the world wouldn't you be wise enough to let the rotten apples destroy themselves while you build a new orchard? Little Johnny Appleseed, remember? Go west, young man. Go west. Pick yourself a big outdoor place that is empty as far as you can see and build your capital. And you don't pay the representatives, and let's see how overflooded you are with bad guys. But that's what we're about. We're not about teaching you religion. The last thing I want to do, because that is the first and most prominent destructive force, is religion. Man's doctrine involved in religion has nothing to do with God. It has everything to do with the church house and songs and baptism and always pay. Doesn't leave us much, does it? We don't. Let's see, is there anything left we can do? Yeah. almost everything in the universe. And as we move along here, I have to give my people a rest. They cannot just continue to take this bombardment. The actual fact is they can, but they're getting tired. And pretty soon, ones stand up and say, hey, I didn't come here to do this. I'm happy to do this until, but when I believe until should be now. And the minute we decide until has arrived, we can't do much. And I'm there too, man. I am sick of this other stuff. So I believe that until has arrived. Do I want Mr. Jackson out for his money? No. I don't want Mr. Jackson's money. I want Mr. Jackson to do his job for the ones I have to deal with. And that's way over Mr. Jackson's head. The fact that he is willing to share with us his assets is a nice sideline. But we work this out on a much higher scale. And when the facts are known out there, he will someday tell you that some of the things he's told you were a little exaggerated. But not anymore. And he's concerned for your welfare, because he knows the game is serious and he knows he's getting very close to coming out. What we want Mr. Jackson for is that which he has claimed he is willing to serve in the capacity of constitutional restructuring of law for we the people. He's a bright man. He can do it. He has proven that from a prison cell with our support. I'm not going to give us a downplay here. And he would not. I have watched him grow. And he is willing to go put his neck on the line, or his ass, as he would tell you. And can he do it? Well, not without everybody helping.
Okay, great. Hold on a minute. Okay, now we got Ron. What do you want to do?
Speaker button.
You on? You there? Hardly.
Science, physics, and technology.
We're up against my bell.
Ron? I can hear you here, but the speaker is not doing much.
You get it. It's shorty.
You kick it.
Ron?
There you are.
It just cut out again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
No.
Good afternoon.
Crank it up.
Good afternoon.
I've been trying all afternoon.
Crank it up. Yep.
We're in the midst of a technology crisis here.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's called the telephone.
That's why I said it's not going. And I wouldn't blame it on you.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Well, we're waiting to hear from you.
All right, well, I think you will see me probably within the next few days. I hope. I'm pretty sure you will.
I'm pretty sure that you're right.
All right. How is everybody?
Great.
All right, well, I just wanted to say hi to everybody. Keep the faith, folks.
7-0 Trump redouble.
And I'll get there as quickly as I can.
Well, you be careful about your own traveling. Let's always be careful, because on the other